Life is often compared to a journey, and when employing this comparison, Pope Francis adds, but when we stop, things don't go right. We all encounter various obstacles in this life, and these can stop us in our tracks. Such obstacles may be in the form of disappointments with oneself or with others, or serious problems within the family, or the frustration of living with our own sinful prejudices and habits, which seem to come between ourselves and God. As a result, many are weighed down by the burdens of life and find it difficult to find a way ahead. This was the plight of the Samaritan woman whom we meet in today's Gospel. But her story is not hers alone. It is also our story, our journey. The Gospel narrates the story of the woman at the well in such a way that we can see how patiently Jesus helped her to identify the obstacles in her life and thus enabled her to find a way forward. The first obstacle noted by the Gospel was the burden of her religious and racial prejudice. Samaritans and Jews were bitter enemies. Jesus had merely asked her for a drink, but detect the sarcastic tone of her response. What? You are a Jew and you asked me, a Samaritan, for a drink? Jesus doesn't respond to this jibe. He knows that deeply ingrained prejudices cannot be set aside instantly. Undeterred by the woman's antagonistic attitude, Jesus persevered by saying to her, if you only knew what God is offering, you would be the one to ask for a drink, and he would give you living water. But now she encountered another obstacle, that of misunderstanding. She thought that Jesus was offering water from another well, and by her asking in response, are you greater than Jacob who gave us this well? She implied, who do you think you are? But Jesus didn't give up. He went on to explain living water as water that would permanently end thirst. Again, she misunderstood, but at least he had caught her interest, as the thought of not having to go to the well every day to draw water appealed to her. Sir, she said,